Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. All right, 6:28, let's do it. Sportsy sports and sports and sports.
Sports time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, Tall, Cool, Budweiser's, other great Bud products. So when the big game is on and you're rooting on your team, at least you're stocked up, okay? You got Tall, Cool Budweiser's in there. You got it.
Yeah. All right, you want to take a beating in the beginning or the end of the sports report?
Honestly, I don't feel bad. So whatever you got lined up, I'm fine with either way. So.
All right. I can already hear it.
No, honestly, I tell you what. I didn't watch the whole game. So let's just start with it now because I know everyone's probably waiting for me to just go, but why?
Everybody's got their ear to the radio.
I can't wait.
Come on.
I knew it was going to be a tough game last night. Obviously, Packers not sitting well this season. We are now 4-7. Here's my takeaway from last night's game. We played awesome. We kept one of the best running backs to a very short game. Here's the problem, though. We made Ryan Tannehill look like an effing all-star. But that brings up why.
Tannehill played ball last night, that's for sure.
But that is why, though, the run game is so important in football. I don't care.
It's kind of boring, though. I'm going to be honest with you. It's kind of boring.
It is if all you do to run. But here's why it's so important. Because when you got a guy like Derrick Henry who averages, what, 3.9 yards? Dude, that's terrifying. Because let's say you get a four-yard pass. I mean, even that is, okay, well, now he's going to run it. They're going to run it. He's going to get his 4 yards. Now they got a short. Either way, having that there allowed Tannehill to have a hell of a game. I got to give credit to that. We played great. Our defense played really well. The fact that we only lost to them by, I don't know, 11 points or something like, I mean, it sucks that we lost. It's terrible because now our chances of making the playoffs are almost zero. I'm still holding on to that one little bit of hope that we get in at 9-7. But the chances are very slim, and that sucks. But hey, I won $50 last night, so I'll take it.
So you won something. That's nice.
I made a bet.
You're not too far into the gutter.
No. I won $50 on a $5 bet, man. I'll take it. So yeah.
All right. So from all those times you were ripping on the Bears and Lions, here it is, man. It's all that karma.
All I can hope is that we beat the Bears, the Lions, and the Vikings. That's all I can hope for at the end of this year, which is a tall order. With everything that we've been doing,
fat chance. You lost to the Lions. I don't know if we beat the Bears or the Vikings.
But we beat the Bears already, so I know we lost to the Lions, but we beat the Bears already. I think if we can do that, I'll be happy.
17-27 last night. Actually, I made it through pretty much the whole game. Right?
I think I
went to bed right as you knew like what was going to happen.
That's kind of what I did. It was like right into the fourth quarter, and I think they came
and they had a 4th-and-1. They didn't get the 4th-and-1, and that was like, oh, that's game over.
Yeah.
Time to go to bed.
But still, it was a good football game, man. Good football game.
So. It was a fun watch. Ah, man.
If there's anything you want to add, go for it, Hunter. I'm okay.
No, we want to hear y'all beat up. Just say it. It sucks.
Tell you what,
I'm so used to this team being so good. Did you cry at all last night? How bad did it hurt?
I was actually really happy with how we played. I mean, that's what
you know. Hard it is for you to say this right now.
That's
we know
what
it.
People
you're
need to take away. We kept Derrick Henry in his cage. I mean, he still had a good game, don't get me wrong, but we also, like, if we would have been blown out, absolutely. But I'm happy with how we played. I thought we played a good game. There's a couple things we missed. And again, Tannehill, there was a couple times where it's like, all right, guys, we know they're going to do the option, okay? Like, just cover your men and we'll be fine. Like, just do, and we couldn't do it. And Tannehill had a great game. I mean, they had like 400 yards total offensively. So
here's a fact. You guys just struggle with silver teams. You know, any team that has silver in their uniform. Like the Lions.
We get easily distracted. That's what it is. We see the silver and we're like, ooh, like a raccoon.
Must be something there.
I mean, I'll
just
grind.
Say it. It hurts. The knife has been twisted.
God, why? Oh.
You beat your wife last night. Come on,
Jeez,
say it.
No, God Almighty. God Almighty. No, Hunter. Golly. Jesus.
You know, it hurt that bad that you slept out in the garage. You started yelling at your own mother.
Just yelling out into the, darkness.
God! You feel like trash this morning because you drank so much.
Honestly, you drank
a whole handle last night because you can't handle it.
I only had a couple beers. I kept it pretty easy because I had a big day today. I know this isn't what you wanted, but it's what it is, man. I'm sorry.
That's what it is. I know you're. You know what? You're a good faker. I'll give you that.
The Oscar goes to this son of a bitch.
We know how you feel.
Your life's over.
It is. It's completely over. This is all you got right here, buddy boy. That's all you got left.
I'm sorry.
And this radio station, all you got.
I should have practiced a little bit more of groveling or whatever it would be. You know,
you're looking kind of sick. It's like he lost some weight or something.
That is terrible. Gaunt. Just terrible. Not looking good, man.
Not terrible. Like, people love their NFL football team so much. Yeah. There's times where the game is, you like wish harm upon people. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at that.
Him and his damn Packers.
Look at that, you piece of trash. How about that?
How's it feel?
I hope your mother gets sick. Jesus, man. It's just a game.
It's a game.
My God.
You know, people get pretty serious about this league,
man. I hope you blow a tire on the way home and your whole family's dead. Jesus.
Hope your car flips.
It's preseason, man. God almighty.
Relax.
I hope your dog gets rabies and bites everyone in your family. Oh, my God. This is peewee football. Calm down.
Damn right. Once again, Packers lost last night. 27-17.
I hope a swarm of angry bees stings your entire family and you all are allergic and you're dead.
You and the whole team. How's it feel?
I hope their plane crashes on the way back home. What?
Jeez, man. This is really into this football stuff, huh?
It's flag football. It's just for charity. What are you? God almighty. Anyway.
There's some more football this weekend. I got to save some more digging for next hour. I can't give it to
all right. Yeah, you don't want to use it all right now. Okay, fair enough.
I hope it hurts though. I hope it burns. Sunday, there are some games, man. Lions, the champions, I should say, because they beat the Packers, are going to be in New York playing the Giants at 1:00. You can catch that game on Rock 107 WIRX because we here play the best teams.
Yeah,
Lions.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Damn right. So at 1:00, you can listen to that game live right here on this radio station. Giants and Lions, who do you got?
I think the Giants. Giants have actually been playing pretty good this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, but again.
The Lions are on a roll, baby.
Any given Sunday, you know how it goes. I'm looking at the standings right now, and dude, what a weird year it's been. What a weird year.
How many games have the Lions won in a row? Two? Is it two now or three? Two? I think it's two
because they're 3-6 right now.
They're saying that's the longest winning streak in Lions history since like 1926 or something.
Look out now.
Anyway, I don't know. I think I'm going to go with the Lions on here. They're on fire.
Giants are 7-2 right now. They're second in the NFC East, just behind the Eagles.
It's going to be a tough game.
Yeah.
Tough game.
Yeah.
Tough game. Bears going to be Atlanta playing the Falcons 1:00 as well. Going with the Bears on this one.
They're taking on Atlanta? See, that's what I was saying is why it's been such a sorry, hold on. I lost my pencil that I was scratching my back with. Like, you look at, okay, the Falcons are in the NFC South, right? The Buccaneers are at the top of the NFC South with a 5-5 record.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah, they're ahead by like a game, too. It's crazy.
What a crazy season it has been.
It's a wild season.
Man.
It's a flip of a coin. Yeah, if you're betting this season, you're either making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or you're not making any money.
But actually, that kind of makes me feel a little bit better. I mean, I know it's a pipe dream. But the chance at making it in at 9-7 is still very feasible for a lot of teams. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's weird, man.
Yeah. Eagles going to be in Indianapolis playing the Colts 1:00 as well. I'm taking Philadelphia in this one.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. They're not happy about that loss, that recent loss, and I'm sure they're going to be coming in hot. So
yeah, Yeah, pretty pissed off, if you will. Coming up next hour, hey, there's going to be a game moved. Buffalo, you know what's happening in New York? They're getting like 90 feet of snow. Can't play football
there's
in that.
A remind me, there's a meme that I saw, and I was effing dying laughing. Yeah, we got to talk about that.
All right, we'll talk about that next hour. And we're just going to rip on Brock some more for the Green Bay losing last night. How's that sound?
Why have you forsaken me? All right, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock one.
All righty. Good morning. Rock. Hunter.
Kick-ass Top Gun music.
Kick-ass tunes, man. Don't forget to find us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX. What's up to everyone watching right now? Got a few people tuning in, looking at our goofy-ass faces.
Brock has to intro the Twitch thing because he got yelled at in the meeting.
Do it. Okay, fine.
He's like, you can't just fire up Twitch and expect people to... He's like, you got to say hello to your listeners there, too.
Well, hello, listener.
Nice. Not an S on the end of that yet, huh?
No, not yet. We're not in plurals yet. So, anyway, hey, let's keep moving here. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, tall, cool Budweiser. So, well, when the big game's on, you're rooting on your team. You're not thirsty, man. It's that simple.
Not thirsty at all. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers sucks. Yes, he lost last night. How's it feel? We'll just get right to it because that's what people want to hear. They want to hear you suffer, Brock.
They want to hear me suffer, don't they?
Because the Titans just beat up your Packers last night, 27-17.
This guy sucks.
It hurts.
Yeah,
it hurts.
I was really pulling for it. I was really looking forward to a win, obviously, just because every win counts now at this point.
Hey, you know what? Lions win this weekend. When they win this weekend, they go ahead of the Packers.
Who are the Lions playing?
Lions are playing the Giants.
Don't see that happening, buddy. The Giants are 6-2.
You know what? They're on fire. The Lions are on fire, and they beat your Packers a couple weeks ago.
They've won two games. Barely. Yeah, I'm not too concerned.
So you're sad? You're beat up? Just come on. Give it to us. Let us know how bad you feel.
I don't know what you want me to say here because I really don't feel bad. We played really well, and I'm happy about it. We still have to play the Eagles yet.
We want you to say, you know what? Say, I, Brock, am sorry for saying all the bad things I've said about the Bears and the Lions.
I, Brock.
And they're a better team than my team this year, and you know what? I deserve everything.
I, Brock, am sorry that the Bears and the Lions are a bunch of miserable chumps. Aaron Rodgers.
That doesn't sound sincere.
Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT.
He's not.
And you
He's
all,
the worst.
You all can suck it, all right? That's what it is.
Yeah. He had that look on his face last night, like, I don't know.
Actually, too, there was a couple things that happened. And do you remember when the one lineman faked his injury?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, what
was
the
it
hell?
Faked? Was it faked?
Yeah, absolutely was. Did you watch the replay? Even the announcers like,
They definitely were. Like they were kind of laughing about it last night.
Yeah, they walked out. The Packers were in.
So what do you do that? What for? What? Because it was a fourth down situation, right?
I think. Yeah, it was.
Or was it a third and long? Or was it something?
It was third down. I don't really understand. Like it was. It was like a timeout.
Instead of using a timeout, you let your defense kind of reach.
But if you watch him, he kind of, look, my ankle. And then he gets up and I don't know about that.
That's wild. Watching it live last night, I'm like, no, there's no way. He's definitely hurt in some way, right? He's got to be. I don't think I've ever seen a flop in football.
I know what happens, but also, too, it's not a lot.
Yeah. I mean, at least he's not doing it soccer style, where he's rolling around crying, screaming to the gods. It has the sounder of, you know, the,
I can do that. What does it sound like when he's down there?
He's dying. Like. That soccer player is dying.
Oh, my God. And then they don't get the card they want, and they hop right up like, oh, I'm fine.
I'm okay. Wait a second. Anyway, Packers are done this year.
They might be. You know? At this point, all we can do is ruin some stuff for some other teams. I think that's what we can do. Just mess up some team's seed position. That's all. That's where we're at.
You know? Damn. Yeah, I don't mean to really twist the knife, but I'm going to because I want to. You think Aaron Rodgers is leaving? He's got to, right?
I don't think so. I
Come on.
What do you
I,
mean?
I,
What do you mean? Leave Green Bay or retire? Like, what do you think? What are you saying?
I think he's leave Green Bay.
No.
You don't think so?
He's going to finish in Green Bay.
I think he's losing on purpose, so he has like an excuse.
Has an excuse, but he could leave whenever. I think he's going to finish. He's prideful enough that he wants to finish. And here's the only other.
You just put Jordan Love in at this point.
Yeah. Well, remember I brought that up a while ago. All joking aside, it's like, okay, well, what do we if we can't make the playoffs? Which again, we still technically can make the playoffs. Looking at the standings right now.
Technically.
we still could.
Fat chance, buddy boy.
It might be a pipe dream, but I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the season. We could win out and maybe sneak in on the wild card, but, man, it's tough. We got a tough schedule yet, so.
Yeah, when you're losing to the Lions, it ain't looking good. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just. I hope it hurts. Anyway. Sunday's games. Lions going to be in New York playing the Giants.
Can't wait for Michigan to get worked by Ohio State.
That's not this week. We'll get there real quick. We'll be talking about that. You can get your shots in. All right. Lions going to be in New York playing the Giants. 1 o'clock. Catch that right here. Rock 107 WIRX. Boom. Because we only play the best teams.
Yeah, the best
Chicago. Teams. The Bears going to be in Atlanta playing the Falcons at 1 o'clock. I'm going to take Chicago on that one.
Yeah.
And I'm also taking the Lions on the first one there.
Lions beating the Jets. Get out of here.
Get right, son. Right. Eagles going to be in Indianapolis playing the Colts at 1 o'clock. Definitely taking the Eagles there.
Yeah.
But the NFL this year, who knows, man?
There is so many, the fact that the Bucs, again, we mentioned this last hour, the Bucs are at the top of the NFC South with a .500 record. That's bananas.
Yep.
Bananas.
It is bananas. Let's go to college real quick. Saturday's games. People love college football, man. Illinois going to be at number 3, Michigan at noon. You can catch that on 94.9 WSJM.
They're going to get worked.
Are they?
Worked by Illinois.
They're undefeated.
Just going to get worked. They shouldn't even show up, honestly.
You haven't even watched college football this year. You have no idea.
Worked.
You know what? Hey, you can't look past games. Illinois, I mean, technically we should have this game, right? But you never know. You never know. Yeah. But hopefully, I'm hoping for like another 54-3 blowout. It'd be awesome. Going into Ohio State with some confidence. Let's go.
Nah, we shouldn't even show up to the game. Might as well end the program.
Shut up.
What else you got? You got anything else going on?
Indiana
going
to be in Michigan, play Michigan State at noon. Boston College at number 18. Notre Dame at 2:30. Going to be in South Bend over the weekend. Probably going to be a cold and snowy one, man. So if you're going to that game, wrap up.
Speaking of cold and snowy, are we going to get to that Buffalo game?
Yes. Okay. Right here, man. Check this out. This is crazy. According to data collected by a New Jersey gambling site. No, I'm sorry. Wrong story. Weather forecast of a big snowstorm. Sorry, I was reading this completely wrong one. A weather forecast of a big snowstorm in and around the city of Buffalo this weekend has prompted the NFL to move Sunday's game between the Browns and the Bills to Ford Field in Detroit.
Buffalo snowstorm.
Yeah. The move to Detroit makes sense because the stadium has a roof. Obviously, it's in the dome. Lions are going to be playing out of town on Sunday. The Bills are already scheduled to be in Detroit for a Thanksgiving Day game against the Lions. So Sunday's Bills-Browns game is still scheduled to kick off at 1 o'clock Eastern time.
So. Okay, so they are expecting to get 6 feet of snow, okay? It could reach.
So what is with Buffalo and just getting dumped on all the time?
I think it's the atmosphere and with the water coming across from Canada because it's right near the border. I think that's what it is because you got the water there and so it just dumps everything. Kind of like how we get the lake effect snow here. But besides that, this is what I wanted to bring up. So they're it could be up to 6 feet of snow. So someone posted currently, and they have a screenshot of it, currently every running back on the Bills roster is 6 feet and under. I don't know how they'll be able to play Sunday in 6 feet of snow. Devin Singletary is 5'7". If they have 6 feet of snow, he wouldn't be able. You wouldn't be able to see him.
See him? He's just running through a path. Oh, there he is. Follow the path. That's funny, dude. None of them will be able to see over the snow.
Their tallest one is Taywan Jones at 6 feet, but every other running back on the Bills roster is under 6 feet.
Oh,
well,
man.
Under.
Jeez, dude.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. Just like, you just see this little tunnel getting burrowed.
Little tunnel. Going back and forth. It's where's he at? It's like trying to find a snake in a ball pit. You know what I'm saying? Nobody move. Wait, he's over there.
You just see a little head pop up, and then it's back down scurrying around.
The wrong way. That's funny, man.
Turn around. Devin, turn around. Oh, okay. He's good. He's
Jesus, good. Those 6 feet of snow.
That's you nuts, know? Man. That's crazy.
That is nuts.
Yeah.
It's. Here's the thing. Why don't you have a dome? You know, it always blew my mind. Lambeau Field, how long has that field been around for? I mean, I kind of get it. If you're building a field up north nowadays, why isn't it a dome?
Yeah.
Or like heated fields, it's going to snow.
I think they have the heated field, if I'm not mistaken. But, I mean, when it's dumping that much snow, you're not staying on top of that, man.
It's craziness. 6 feet of snow.
Yeah.
Then we should put a roof on this building.
Nah, we'll just shovel it. Gary's got a shovel. Gary's got a shovel.
Blows my mind.
Yep.
Anyway. Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
We lost Singletary. Where'd he go?
Okay. Where's he at?
There he is.
He's this little hand pop up.
I'm right here, guys. I'm very confused. I'm disoriented, and I don't know where I am. Follow the voices. Anyway, anything else or is that it?
Hey, let's wrap it up there, man.
All right, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.